You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Tonight we are doing part two of the State of New England Hip Hop Forum. If you missed part one, it's up right now at www.lfodradio.com, or you can head right to our Mixcloud page, mixcloud.com/lfodradio. We had Tim LaRue, Brandon Bedlam from Show Off Marketing, Dart Adams, and the one and only Justice Bourne in here. A bunch of, I would say, serious players in the game over the past few years here in New England, and dudes who are doing a lot to contribute to the scene in various ways. They came on and provided a more behind-the-scenes industry point of view. If you're an artist, it's something you definitely want to listen to. These are the type of conversations that are happening, whether you're in the room or not, a lot of the time. So it's good to know what the people that make things happen are thinking and what you can do to make their jobs and lives better and easier. So definitely tune in if you hadn't, whether you're an artist or if you want to get involved in the business end. That being said, tonight we have a number of MCs who are active themselves who are going to give their thoughts on the reality from an artist point of view. So we're going to get into that in a few minutes. Like I said, lfodradio.com, soundcloud.com/lfod if you want to check out the Alumni Cypher series, snippets of the interviews, likes, reposts, New England Hip Hop, etc. at LFOD Radio on everything. And submissions at lfodradio.com. If you're an artist, send us some cleans. No guest next week. We're just going to be playing music. We do have one guest. We're doing a quick phone interview. And believe it or not, it started because he sent us some records. So we're going to play one of those right now. This dude's name is Mari. The song's called 40 Flavors. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Shout out to D-Rose, and you know the money count right. Just to step up, heels, 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 heels. Chill, little nukes, you feel. Not enough logic in the field. Not enough jacks, too many jails. Not enough crack, too many pills. Trying to take flight, a millionaire. Mari world tour, a millionaire. Can't I get a what? A millionaire. One blessing, two, a million prayers. Goddamn, you hot, baby. Sure there ain't way too many layers. Cleopatra, you my flavor. World take over for the S. Too many crabs in the bucket. Too many crabs, say fuck it. Too many worn like Buffett. Too many selfish, no cutlass. No armies, no nothing. We do harm, no love. Too many pigs in the sty. Too many killers in the shy. Not a lot of food for my soul, but Lord knows I'm faithful. Can't trust these ratchet hoes, but Lord knows I'm faithful. I say Lord knows I'm faithful. I just let them know that I'm grateful. And I'ma tell it all, no fables. I'ma tell it all, no fables. They still bumping my ocean, and I'm still praying I ball out. And money all that I ask for, cause nowadays I'm all out. Would that make me a cop out? Cause goddamn, I wanna save souls. I don't rap a lot, I just rock out. And Jimmy Brown on these lame hoes. Jimmy Brown on these lame hoes. Right now, don't pay me later.
Eve. Do what I believe, what the boy conceived. Been planting seeds from overseas to NYC. I look around at my generation, great men I see. But all they see is TV screens that drown us teens and negative thoughts that change our talk and change our walk. That got us calling young girls thoughts like they ain't human. Assuming that y'all all got hearts and y'all got moms that put you on this earth. But what the hell are you doing? But I just sit back and observe our reality. Money in our genes like we merge with the salaries. Countries all compete, cause a whole bunch of casualties. Wars and etc. then cover up with charities. The cycle's so amusing, but not more than this psychology I'm using just to spark another movement so that maybe I can be the Peter Parker of this music. Stopping money hungry goblins trying to swallow up the human race. Race wars and hate for different ethnicities got you taking what ain't yours. I'm talking life, you put it on the line to make money. Left us with less mores, yet we try and get more.
We've been praying all our lives that we might see brighter days. These brighter days are in sight. Yeah, it's gonna take time, no it won't be right away. This life will change in due time. Understand this ain't a game no more. We've been playing in this game too long. Either move or get moved. We've been living life in vain too long. Can't change for the change no more. What the hell we gonna do?
Sure, I just sit back, observe our predicament. Where's the unity if we throw dirt on our immigrants? Further divide our daughters and sons with barters and guns and shoot them if you cross it for us, don't run. I'm talking, I'm trying to spark something in your conscience. Something that I know is there but long has been forgotten. When the world gave you hate instead of love and left you hardened. But I know to seek and harvest even if the apple's rotten. Look, I'm saying don't lose hope, don't lose your innocence. In a sense, you're not the only one who's met indifferences. People around the globe look for love and still missing it. But never lose your glow, someone's using it for vision. Little did you know, you too are an inspiration. For a little kid whose only role model is television. And that's regardless if a father is present. Cause nowadays it ain't Oscar when they watch garbage on Netflix. No substance, yet another subscription to a digest. That's making us digest money, hunger, and violence. Bringing pain to the projects, holding hammers for glamour. The pennies inside your pocket leave many men in the slammer. And things just ain't getting better. That's what they tell us on the news, and it clearly got us confused. Because even when we improve, we still stuck on our prior views. That the world is made up of bad, but that mindset just makes us cruel. But things we already knew.
We've been praying all our lives that we might see brighter days. These brighter days are in sight. Yeah, it's gonna take time, no it won't be right away. This life will change in due time.
Understand this ain't a game no more. We've been playing in this game too long. Either move or get moved. We've been living life in vain too long. Can't change for the change no more. What the hell we gon' do?
All right, we're back on Live Free or Die Radio. That was Kyle Bent, Rotten Apple Seeds. He'll be in here in February talking about what he's going on. He's from somewhere in Massachusetts. I don't know exactly, but shout out to him. That showed up in our inbox the other day. Been feeling it. But that being said, right now we got Lotus Taylor in the building. Let me make sure your mic's on.
Hello. Oh, hi, guys.
He was just coughing into it.
I had to make sure.
Let him know. And we got Latrell James on the line.
Yes, you do.
What's up, man?
Live.
So, so for people that missed the last one, basically 2 weeks ago, we had part one. We had a bunch of industry dudes on here talking about their thoughts on the scene and, you know, what they observed and how they thought things were going. And today we wanted to bring on some artists to get that feedback. That being said, we're over 70 episodes deep over here. Mad artists. Check out LFODRadio.com. We support everybody's viewpoints on there. But these guys are the ones who are coming in today to let you know what they think. So we definitely, these are three dudes who all are doing their own thing in different ways. Lotus.
Yeah.
You're, you know, definitely younger than a lot of the dudes, but you're in here focused. You've had different, you know, options and roadblocks in front of you than some of these other guys. Latrell, you've done it from the producer angle, the artist angle. You're involved in a lot of like mind spread, like community event type things. You're on the scene connecting with people. MDOT, when he gets here, is a super do-it-yourself, like doesn't follow any industry guidelines. So if you guys want to take a second and just sort of introduce yourselves and where people can find you and, you know, who you are, what you do. I guess starting with you, Lotus.
Okay. Well, yeah, my name is Lotus Taylor. I'm 20 years old. I'm from Cambridge, Massachusetts. And I am an engineer, and I am a hip-hop artist. I don't like to just say I'm a rapper anymore. Like, it sounds weird. But, yeah, that's pretty much what I do. And I mentor young kids that's, like, upcoming, that, you know, that want to be the so-called, quote, rapper or whatever, you know, that whatever they want to be, musicians. But, you know, I mentor them and try to steer them in the right way, at least let them know the roots of hip-hop before they start to even touch a microphone or whatever. So, I mean, that's at least how I was taught. And it worked, so, I mean.
Word.
I try to do the same thing, so.
Word.
Yeah, I'm Latrell James. I produce sometimes. I rap sometimes. I engineer sometimes. And I'm a beautiful soul. Nothing more, nothing less.
Full of humility.
That's all. Yeah, I mean, you want to find me here, just search up Latrell James. I mean, I contribute to Boston. That's my job. I think that's all of our jobs, is contribute to Boston. So.
Fair. I like that. I definitely like that. So, you guys, did you both listen to part one?
Yeah, I listened to
absolutely.
Little, yeah.
So, I guess...
I heard the whole thing.
Latrell's better
than me. Well, let's start with you, Latrell, then. What were your thoughts on it? Like, what stood out to you? Like, was there anything in particular that you're going to use going forward, like a gem that you caught?
No, I thought a lot of it was a recap of kind of what happened before. But I think Dart Adams spoke about venues being a very important thing about happening in, you know, Boston, and getting more unique spaces to be open to, like, you know, hip hop and the growing scene here. So I think that's like something I will talk about a lot today too.
Lotus, but anything you took from it?
Like, I was literally about to say the exact same thing about the venues. He was saying that for the open mics, he was like, they wouldn't do it downstairs at Middle East, because they're not going to get 400 people, whatever he said, for open mic. You know, I was just thinking about that because, like, in the past where I've done album releases, I've chose smaller venues and packed them, like, you know, and it made me think, like, moving forward, like, should I keep doing, like, smaller venues? But then he was talking about prices and stuff. So, you know, I mean, I'm going to listen to it again, but, you know.
So that was, yeah, mostly the strategy on that end.
Yeah, it made me think about, like, you know, like, what am I actually want to pay this much for this space, if, you know, or maybe is it too small? Is it too big? Like, so it just made me think more, but.
Word, fan bases. Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff about building a fan base and, like, the different strategies there. Was there anything that stood out on the flip side, like, that you felt there was a disconnect where they were, like, talking about stuff and you were, like, from an artist's point of view, you don't see that?
I mean, go ahead, Latrell.
In my perspective, I think just there's a lot of... talking about, you know, community efforts, and, like, I think more people should just, you know, like, yo, it's great to be vocal about it, because, you know, vocal, you know, your word travels too, but also your actions, you know, speak more about who you are as a person. So, like, you know, like, I try to, you know, attend these events, and, you know, I try to give people feedback on how they can make things better. I think that's the most important thing anybody can do, is attend an event and then tell them how they can make it better, instead of saying, like, yo, that performance or that whole show was garbage, or I'm not attending that because I didn't like it. Help that person grow so they can provide that platform for the next artist to grow.
Right. Constructive criticism, mm-hmm. You know, a little,
mm-hmm.
Don't, you know, I don't even listen when people talk. I just look right at their actions. So,
right.
You know, I'm with you there. Yeah, it's important, because, like, some people don't want to hear that, but, like, if you are actually contributing and, like, you know, you want things to be better, some people can't take the criticism, but it's like, I'm telling you because I want this to be better, you know, we can go places,
mm-hmm.
Instead of starting over every time. So I guess overall, you know, like I said, we're talking about you, some of that stuff you guys knew already, so,
mm-hmm.
Like, your approach to learning the ropes, like, when you didn't know that stuff, because I'm thinking for artists coming up who don't have any idea where to start, like, what was your approach to figuring out how this thing worked, you know, how to make it, how to do music business, how to do it, you know?
I could let Love go first. I might ramble on.
honestly, I went to everybody's concerts. Like, that was what it was for me. Like, I didn't want everyone to know me because I was that guy that paid for a feature or wanted a feature. Nah, I showed love to everybody. I just went to the shows and I learned the words to some, like, I'm telling you, like, there's not really many Boston artists that I don't know about. Like, and I'm proud to say that because it's like, I'm from Cambridge and it's like, people divide Cambridge and Boston. You know, they don't really, you know, they don't, when they say Boston hip hop, there's not many Cambridge heads that pop up except really Michael Christmas because he is from Cambridge. Like, but it's like, I don't know. Like, that's how it started for me. Like that, and I went to everyone's concerts and I started talking to people like you, like Latrell. Like, I started asking people questions, like, and just seeing how they did it, like seeing people perform, and it was just beautiful because I was so young. I was like 18 and I was still getting the people in my corner that was dropping jewels on me. Then I started getting the features from them, like, and it was just a beautiful, like, process to see, like, if you just literally just listen to what people say, and you know, like, at my age, I think that's the easiest thing for me to do is just catch jewels from people because I'm not even 21 yet. Everyone that I'm affiliated with in Boston is older than me, you know, and they've been doing it way longer than me. Like, and I even was blessed to even get up with Big Shug. Happy birthday to the dude. Today's birthday, but I got to get up with him, like, and he talked to me. Like, that's like, I took that to the heart because it was like, he's a Boston legend, one, and, like, you know, he took the time out to talk to me. He has no idea who I am, but right. It's like, I'm an upcoming, like, you know, beast, and it's like, I really want to do it right. So I asked the people that's been going overseas, got, you know, I developed a friendship with Acro, like, got to chill with him, he brought him to TWHT, like, it was dope. Like, so it's like, that environment, MBS, like, it's, that's just where it started, just going out in concerts and connecting with people before I even asked them for verses, or I always stuck with my own music, but yeah, that's where it started.
That's what's up, just being a sponge.
Yeah,
connecting,
pretty much, like,
getting out there, seeing what's happening.
It. Like, pretty much.
What about you, Latrell?
For me, I kind of had, like, the Lotus approach to it, where I kind of just, like, observed a lot, but also I was, like, I was savant about it. I was like, you know, the easiest way to get myself known is by showing value in myself and showing why I'm valuable. So, like, I just made it a mission. I'm like, yo, I want to connect with this person. I want to produce for this person. Mm. Or, you know, I took every show I could because at the end of the day, like, there was one year, I think back in 2012, I did like 80 shows that year. And like half of them were at Church Boston. Thank God for Mark Maron.
But, shout out to the mayor.
Yo, fact. Mark Maron's a legend, man. He, like for him, he was always plugging me on just events. And, like, I took those as opportunities to get better as a performer, get better at networking. That was my breeding ground to learn how to become a better artist. I put myself directly into the pool with the sharks and started flailing my arms until I knew how to swim. So, like, that was the best way. I knew how to learn. It was like, yo, I can sit here and ask all the questions, but until you jump into that pool, you're never going to learn how to do anything. So I threw myself directly into the teeth and just talked to people. I just kept everything humanized, and I never sat there and be like, yo, let me get your number or let me get your email, let's work. It was always about, yo, I'm going to prove to you why you want to work to me, right. Work with me. I'm going to prove to you why you need my production. I'm going to prove to you why you want to just be around me because I'm exerting that positive energy. And, you know, that was my goal. And that's how I got myself, just my footing in it was just like, yo, I want to prove to you why I'm one of the best lyricists out here. I mean, my goals have shifted over time, but, like, that was the goal for me. Like, I just want to be the best, and, like, I wanted to just outbar everybody. So, like, eventually it just, you know, that just being a strong brand and having value in yourself will gain you attention for anybody, honestly. Like, that's not a formula that doesn't work for, that works for one person. That'll work for anybody. Just adding value to yourself, becoming better at what you do, better at networking, better at marketing, better at, you know, performing will get you what you need.
You got to be making progress. Like, I don't understand the whole treading water thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad you said that about goals, because one of my questions, and I think before we get too much further, it's important, and it kind of got touched on in the last one. There's different ways to define success, especially as an artist, because there is no everyone is picturing something different. So before we go any further, if you guys want to take turns, Latrell, you first, and then Lotus, just what do you define a successful career in music as?
A successful career in music to me, number one, is just, finding something that makes you happy. But for me, it's being able to pay your bills with music, your art, being able to, make a living off of your art. It doesn't have to be, I'm selling out arenas. It's the ability to provide for a family. If you decide to have a family, have a child, and you can pay for them to get to school and pay for them to live in, comfortable means with your art, then that's successful. Like, success, that's what success is to me. Like, and that's what I'm ultimately trying to achieve, is like, I don't need all the crazy fame or anything. I just need to make this way a sustainable income, because that's what makes me happy.
Well, like, let me see, like, what more can I say to that? I mean, I feel like, like I said, all right, so I can't speak for anybody else. I only speak for myself. So
good.
I think a successful career is, one, a career also where you left a mark, like, not just a mark of like, yo, he was dope, he was a dope MC. Nah, like, where you actually helped someone, you feel me? Like, because there's a lot of people that I know, like, and it doesn't even have to be in being an artist, like spitting, like rapping. There's a lot of people that I know that are dope in one thing, or like is dope in something, and they just think that they're the GOAT, and they take all the, all that, and they just keep it with them. And like, when someone comes up to them like, yo, can you drop jewels on me? Oh, I can't do that. I just think, like, if you want to say you're gonna have a successful rap career, like, quote, like, I mean, I just think you have to, one, leave a mark of something positive, one, like, because it can't be like he was just like dissing everybody. I mean, cool, but like, you gotta leave a mark, and one, like, or like Latrell said, you have to be able to provide for, if you can maintain off of your art, like, whether you're selling music, whether you're doing performances, whether you're doing features, it doesn't matter. Like, if you're getting paid and you can sustain off that, then you're successful in your own means, I guess. That's, you depict whether you're successful or not,
right?
It's up to other people.
Like, that's why I wanted to ask, because it's important to see, everyone has their own definition, and
yeah,
like, it's good to hear what you guys are approaching it from. So we just got joined by MDOT.
What's good, my
dude? MDOT, hey, we got Latrell on the phone. You guys probably know each other.
Hey.
I've actually, are these headphones on?
Yeah, they should be.
Yeah.
I've actually never met Latrell.
It's weird, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I've definitely seen you.
What a weird bastard.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've seen you doing your thing for a while now too, man. You know, absolutely. And I like it, man. I like everything. I need to go back and hear more stuff, and definitely look forward to meeting. I actually thought you were here when I looked in the window, because like I thought I was the only one who wasn't here, but at least you called in ahead of me, But that's a whole other story.
Yeah, no, we don't need to talk about rappers and their
time schedules. But so. I'm here, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I wanted to.
No.
I will get into that in a second, but yeah, man, mad respect to you, Latrell, and Lotus.
Likewise.
You know what I'm saying?
Likewise.
Yeah, and I'm surprised we haven't met. I like everything, man. Like, again, I'm older, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not that old, but I've been doing it a very, very long time, you know what I'm saying? So I've seen so many people come and go, so it's nice to see people of the newer generation that are not only good but consistent, and not only carrying the torch but like doing stuff at a high level and not just dropping off,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So
so what we were talking about is we talked on a few things, but right now we're just talking about how we just define success as a musician, so people listening know like where you're coming from with all the stuff you're right now, basically, paying bills, leaving a mark. How do you personally, like, when will you say, all right, I'm satisfied?
Well, there's no satisfied, I'm never satisfied, but successful to me, I write down goals, and then like I'll get to those goals, and then I'll write down new goals, and things that are achievable. But success to me, number one, like I just actually said it, consistency. Being consistent for a long period of time, I feel like that's like success. And I feel like having respect for a long period of time, that's success. You know what I'm saying? Like being able to do stuff off of like respect, I think is like so integral. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially off of music, which is, it's ambiguous. Anybody could say they do music. Anybody could say they rap, especially in the art form that we have. You know what I'm saying? Wow. But success for me, I'd say, is consistency. You know, like if you have, and again, that could go on forever, that sentence, but like 10 years of doing something that you really love, you know, like I did it full time for like 5 or 6 years and I was struggling, you know, like I was having a tour for like, you know, 2 months at a time, but like I can't do that anymore. You know what I'm saying? I have a third kid on the way. I literally can't like do that anymore. You know, like I can make money off music, but I'm not willing to make those sacrifices for my kids. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying like that. Like I literally am not willing to like jeopardize those type of situations, you know? So like I have a day job. I never had like a day job before, you know, my hands are tatted, you know, like I'm saying like I thought there was no plan B. That was, you know what I'm saying? And I'm still able to do music. But I also have to have a job. That's why I'm late. You know, I'm coming from Boston, you know, and that's real. I used to be ashamed to be like, yo, I got a job on the side, like, because I'd be like, that's not good enough. You know what I mean? Like, I can realistically pay all my bills for music, but I can't take care of my children correctly. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not the way it should. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I have a college education. I wanted to do more than just rap. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to do more than just music. So, yeah, man, I guess that's a little bit of my definition. What I'm doing right now, like that I'm juggling all that and I'm successful with my family and doing my music, that to me is success.
I like it. And you still managed to have more energy than anybody.
Yeah, man, my heart was racing. Whenever I got on the phone with you like 10 minutes before and you're like, yeah, man, we're going to bring that up right away, like rappers being like, I'm like, oh, man, dog. Every time I talk to you, it's about people not showing up or people coming late. And that's so... You know what I mean? That's so, like, my whole thing.
Lotus and Latrell did their part, so two out of three is pretty good.
Well, no, but, like, but I'll say this, right? The biggest thing I was going to say today, number one, is never miss an opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could go on for days about that. Days, man. I told you before, one time I went up to Low Radio, 2 hour snowstorm, and it was like, you know, three other major rappers at the time that were all supposed to do the show, and they all canceled. No knock on them. They just didn't go. This kid ended up being a huge fan. He was like really, really like blown away that I was there. This is like eight, nine years ago. That show turned into like a Kid Cudi show where, like, you know, I got paid and it was like 4,000 people, like, because the kid was like, yo, I'm gonna take care of you when we book a college show. College shows, by the way, are the best. You know what I'm saying? Wow. So you guys know.
And gems, like, are just rattling.
Yeah, I mean, just people pay for they pay for everything. You know, there's like no like debating with the promoter after the show. But I'll say it as quick as I can. And a year later, he kept his word. He's like, you came here, you know, it was like a blizzard, you know, and I said I was going to be there. I don't care if it was a small radio, it was Lowell 91.5 or something like that. That turned into the Kid Cudi show. The Kid Cudi show turned into the City Hall show, which was 30,000 people, and the City Hall show turned into the Boston Music Awards. You know what I'm saying? Like, performing there. Like, each event, I met someone different that went to that next platform, but the original platform was the smallest little college radio that doesn't exist anymore. You know what I'm saying? And that kid still to this day hits me up, and he has a radio station on like a podcast, and I still send him music. Don't, you know, take every opportunity serious. Don't miss it. Keep your word. That that's the biggest thing I could say, more than anything else. You know what I mean? Keep your word. Take these opportunities serious. Don't blow it off. You're not too big for anything. You know?
That's a fact.
Without spreading yourself thin. You know what I mean? Know the things that you should do, and the things, like, you know, I'm friends with you. This is more than just me doing this. This is me like keeping my word to you. I don't want you to be, oh man, that dude didn't come today. Like, okay, like, you know, like, it's not right. Like that. So, but I'm sorry for being late. Speaking of that.
Apologies accepted.
All right.
So I'm glad you said that, because one of the things I was going to ask was, what is the biggest tip to a new artist coming in? So that's sort of your approach. All of you guys have a slightly different strategy approach. What's the biggest advice you would give to a kid or anybody listening who's like, all right, I want to get involved. I want to make music. I want to see what's up with this hip hop stuff. What's the biggest piece of advice you could give that you had to learn the hard way, maybe? Latrell?
Don't be too hasty to get involved, honestly. It's okay to fall back and observe for as long as you need to observe to get the proper understanding of, you know, how certain things work. And it's okay to, you know, not speak in the room. Sometimes it's okay to just listen and not tell people what you do, and just, you know, be a human in a lot of these situations where, you know, like, again, I've been in a room with Rex, Term, all of these people a billion times, and never mentioned the fact that I did music. Mm-hmm. And, you know, eventually it turned into, oh, you're Latrell. You know, I've heard of you. And, you know, you let your work speak. You don't always have to talk for yourself or be your representation. Let your art be your representation and your word. And I learned that really early because, you know, people, you don't have to have people, you don't have to tell people to look for you. People will look for you when you're dope.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I mean, I feel like. Can you like restate the question just so I can like.
Like, what's a piece of advice like that? Like, you got started with your mentality, like, you know. So Latrell is
saying like kids, like all immediately all
not
I think
kids.
Is, like,
you're
Tito
a kid.
Lish.
I know.
Okay.
I know. So,
All right. One, don't listen to the radio. If you're gonna
really
say, yeah, if you're gonna say like
you,
if
should I turn your mic off?
Nah, for real. Like, nah, I'm serious.
We're on the radio.
Nah. I don't mean like us, like radio stations. Like, I mean like don't listen to like the mainstream like radio, like what you hear like on the radio, and then as like a first introduction to like as what hip hop is, because I would be like I don't know, like that would just be like a sour introduction to hip hop, because that's not what I would think that it is. I don't know if I'm just saying that because I'm young and I was taught the roots and blah, 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 but I just would say don't get too caught up in what you see, like the YouTube videos and stuff. Like don't look at that first as, you know, and be like, yo, that's what hip hop is. No, that's not what hip hop is. Like, and I said that. Like, I feel like an old man. Like, honestly, that's just how I feel. Like, I just don't think that that's hip hop, and that's why I would say don't listen to the radio, because what's on the radio is not generally. All right, there's like maybe like 2%. This is my opinion. I feel like there's like 2% of like songs that maybe have like maybe like a message like and that I could go with. That's like a hip hop like feeling or something like that. Most of the songs is just like a get up just to get you turned, or just it was hot on something, or a YouTube fan, blah, blah, blah. It's not like nothing like real that I could be like, yo, like this is actually like something dope. They took time and crafted this. It's like, nah, like, and I say that because it's just, one, that's just what I was taught. Like, that's what everyone told me. I mean, it's worked so far. So I wouldn't tell them to go straight to mainstream rap or YouTube or, you know, I would say look up some older people, like some older rappers. Don't look at the newer rappers. If you want to know what hip hop is, look at some older dudes.
It's definitely important to dig. Yeah, there's some music I was listening to when I was a kid that now I'd be like, yeah, that's whack. But at the same time, if they hadn't done it on a mainstream level, I wouldn't have known to look for.
I mean, I'm not saying it's bad. Like, I'm not saying the music is bad.
I know what you're
like,
saying.
It's dope, honestly, because I be getting it to like some Young Thug and like some I like it. Like, but it's like.
Know your history.
Yeah,
you know?
Like it's simple as that. Like I don't think that should be your first go to. Like, as this is what hip hop is,
right?
Like, no.
we'll yeah, exactly. We could define hip hop for like two straight podcasts. Right. So we. But so that's what's up, man. That being said, all right.
You want me to answer that?
No.
Yeah, okay. All right. No, I agree.
You answered yours. Don't turn down an opportunity.
Yeah. All right, well, because I talked for extreme amount of time, but I just want to say I really like what Latrell said. That sentiment, man. Like, I'm a hyper dude. I love, you know, talking. I love, you know, being interactive. I'm naturally gregarious. I'm like a really, like, I I'm in a position often where I'm over affable. You know what I'm saying? Like, I legit love talking. I love communicating. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to spread that energy. You know, I'm not even being cheesy. That's the truth. Anybody who knows me. But I couldn't agree with that more, man. There's times when I get older that I'm like, man, like, I would love to just, you know, as much as I talk, I like listening. And I think that's important to, like, kind of, you know, line up your ducks before you attack. And I know what you mean about the radio and stuff like that. Lotus, on your side, like, I don't listen to a lot of music because I don't want to be distracted with, but it doesn't mean that I don't think any music can influence me in a good way. You know what I'm saying? But I like both of those. But the one thing I would say overall that I think is important is don't just be a rapper, you know? And I think that make beats or, you know, play an instrument. You know what I'm saying? That's the advice I give to somebody. Don't shoot videos. You know what I'm saying? Do everything. That was my goal.
That's hip-hop
to
right
do
there.
Everything. To edit videos, to be a promoter, to book shows, to be an MC, to be a producer, to be an engineer. I do all of that. You know, I'm not saying that like bragging. I'm saying like if I can do all those, I don't have to depend on people.
Yeah.
That was my goal, to not depend on people, because people are gonna let you down. You know.
Mm. I thought you were about to jump in, Latrell. All right, so
gems.
Wow.
Yeah, I definitely want you guys to, you know, build with each other as well as just, you know, not just answering questions here. So I guess based off that, so you guys have definitely similar ideas of how you're approaching it and how you define it and whatever. We talked a lot about taking chances on the last one and how like people at a certain point need to just start taking chances. Do you have an example of like what's a chance you took that like maybe it worked out, maybe it didn't? Like, what's the biggest chance you've taken with this so far?
Let Latrell go. Latrell, you can answer first.
I don't even think I've taken my biggest chance yet. I don't think everything has been a calculated plan, and I think what I have next is my biggest risk and chance that I'm taking, because like, I was very safe with everything that I did last time, and you can only get so far with safe at the end of the day. So mm-hmm. I know that this time around, you know, I'm going to take as many risks, calculated risks, but like I really want to just like, you know, maybe I fail from it, but it's okay to fail and learn from it. But I'm going to take a lot more risk and chance with whatever I decide to put out to the universe next. So I really couldn't answer that question, because everything that I've done was calculated, from working with who I've worked with to producing for who I've produced for. It's been literally calculated. I planned all of that. People may think that, you know, from the outside looking in, you know, Latrell didn't plan. Yo, I absolutely planned that. I wrote this out on a piece of paper and stuck it to the back of my door in my room and planned on working with who I worked with, and I got to those goals. So, like, that was all planned. I didn't have to take any risk to do it. I just had a strategy. But this time, I really just want to, you know, jump off the building and see if I grow wings.
Now I'm really excited about this next project.
We're on dogs. 13.
So what's up? What about you, Lotus?
I think... I don't think... Like, all right, I agree with Latrell. I don't think I've taken my biggest risk yet, but the greatest risk that I've taken so far is... I don't know. I think like choosing to work under a label. Like, honestly, that's really what it is. Like, it's as simple as that. Cause I, you know, when I first stepped into this, everyone was just like, "F a label, nah, you don't need that. You don't do it yourself. You don't need blah blah blah." Honestly, yeah, to some degree that is true, but. You know, there's a lot of factors that came into my decision into dealing with who I'm dealing with. But like, it's worked so far, you know. But that was my biggest, you know, risk, because it was like when I knew when I'm like signing over to that, like, you know, there's things that come with that. You know, there's like I gotta check in with certain things. It's different. I can't just be dropping music as I want to willy nilly, and then, you know, as I want to, which is why, you know, some people have been like, "Yo, like, why haven't you dropped nothing?" Nah, like. I haven't dropped none of my material, but I've done other collaborations. Like, I made it to the Super Bowl. I just did a video at Artists for Humanity, like, with these painters. Like, it was from TWHT, but they was just like, "Yo, we need you to write, like, this 24-bar verse." All right, cool. I wrote it in, like, a few minutes, and then they was like, "All right, we're going to do a video." I was like, "Oh, okay, cool." And then it just spiraled up to a video. And then, you know, I tried to do other things that, you know, could keep me relevant, but that was... I know that there's restrictions, you know. I still feel restricted to this very day, you know. But it's not a bad thing, because I feel like it's helped me learn to sit on stuff and really, because I've remixed so much material since that I've wanted to release, like since then, and it's came out so much doper. Like, you know, it's helped me it's learned a refined product and like really listen and dig and make myself feel like, yo, this is the final deal. Like, this is what I really want. This is dope. And unless I really wanted it, like. You know, it wasn't going to come out, and that's all that really ended up mattering, like, if I liked it. But that was really my greatest risk, was, you know, working under a team and having someone to report to, because I didn't really want to have that, you know, but it's gave me structure, it's gave me guidance, and it's put me on stages that I, you know, it gave my first out-of-state show, to keep it 100. Like, the show Comega changed my life, honestly. Like, that was the craziest show I've ever done in my life.
Yeah, it's wild. We've gone so far where everyone's pushing the like be your own boss entrepreneur thing that it's almost like risky to play the old game. Even though, but you're a lot of people. It might not be as glamorous all the time, but there's
I don't think. I think people immediately, like, when I made the announcement, like, of who I signed to and what, you know, I signed, period. Like, everyone was, like on my back. Like, they was like, yo, that's dope. Like, that's dope. Like, they was just expecting, like, you know, just a whole lot of money to pop out of nowhere, a whole lot of videos, music, material, blah, blah, blah. I've been working with these dudes before I even signed with them. Like, honestly, I've been working for a long time. I've developed a relationship with them. They're good dudes. Like, I know who they are. Shout out to MBS, Vert, Big Vert, what up? They're good dudes. Like, I've worked with them for a minute. And it's worked. Like, they've helped me do a lot of things that I never even dreamed possible. Like, and I become a better engineer. Like, a lot of stuff has worked, but it was still a risk for me because I never wanted to have to be like, yo, like, I have to do it this way. I have, like, that, like, they're going to be the ones producing my product. Like, you know, so it's like, I don't want to, you know, there was just certain things I didn't want to happen. And it was a struggle at first.
Word.
But that was the risk. I mean, I like it right now.
That's what's up. MDOT.
You know, the biggest risk was when I started, I didn't go with a click. I didn't have a DJ that was in my pocket. I didn't have a promoter that put me on every show. I didn't sit at any table. I was friends with everybody. I've never had a beef that I know about, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm like somebody who's very outspoken, but not like, you know, I'm not saying I'm completely PC. Like, I don't burn bridges, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's something that's been very important or vital, especially in music. But like, I'm cool with everybody, but I'm not too cool with anybody, especially where I'm gonna like be under them, you know what I mean? And that was the risk. Mm. I never, you know what I mean? That's a big part of the risk. I was never clicky, you know, but it's not because I didn't respect people or like people. I wanted to create my own path, my own lane, and that's a risk. That, for me, is the risk, especially in a local crabs in a barrel type market, you know? Like, I worked with, like, you know, pretty much everybody. I mean, twice over, but it doesn't mean that I'm going to be, like, you know, every second with them or see you know, their hype man or you know what I mean, going on tour under them or, like, you know what I mean? Like, I wanted to create my own thing. That was my goal, you know, to do something. And that, to me, was scary because it makes you, like, alienated in some fashion, you know? Like, but there's only so much you can do here. You know, there's only so much, you know what I mean? Like, from Boston Music Awards to, like, Europe to vinyl, like, I scratched off a lot of stuff a long time ago. But now, like, I want to do so much more than local, you know what I mean? But it actually is really dope to be putting out like this album, because I'm coming back around and getting to meet people like Latrell, and you know, I met Lotus a couple years ago. Like, it's good to, like, connect with cats, you know what I mean? Vert, that's my dog, man. Like, it's good, but like, I never wanted to be under anybody, you know what I mean? But it made me that much more proud to do it without having somebody playing my stuff because he's my friend, or putting me on shows because I'm under his imprint, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but it's a longer path. And it makes you look like, in some senses, like somebody who doesn't want to be a part of it, and that's just not the case. It's just I kind of like doing it myself because it makes it that much more fruitful in the end, and I don't owe anybody. I'm not under anybody when it's said and done, you know?
No favors.
To some degree.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're not going to... Yeah. You got to... Everybody has, like, you know, a little bit. But, yeah.
Reciprocate.
Yeah, you need help, like, you know, but I like to do it in-house. I wanted to do my own stuff, you know what I mean? Not to say, like I said, collaborations, of course, but I wanted to not rely on anybody.
Well, that's one reason I wanted you in here, because we talk a lot about the industry part of things, and for a while that has been what has been lacking up here in New England. I want to make sure we talk about, you know, New England as a whole. We're focused on Boston because, you know, this is the launch pad for most of it, but... that's been starting to come around, but you kind of basically create your own industry of your own structure around you.
And I'm still trying to have it grow, you know? But what happened was, is like, I did music in college, and when I came back over here to, like, Boston after I graduated, I was still a huge fan of Crumb Snatcher, you know what I'm saying? I was a fan of, like, Big Shug and Ed OG, and, like, my aspirations were, like, all right, I want to have these people be my peers. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't want to, like, I love those guys. You know what I mean? I look up to them, you know, 7L, Acrobatic and stuff like that. Like, I wanted to do what they were doing. You know what I mean? And they were older than me. I'm only 32, but, like, I've been doing it for, like, 15 years. And, like, I looked at them like, okay, like, I want to go to Europe. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I want to be on vinyl. You know, like I was saying a second ago, like, I want to, you know, win awards. I want to win the Boston Phoenix. Mm-hmm. I want to do all those things. How can I do those things? And how can I do them on my own merit? You know what I'm saying? So I just kind of, like Latrell said, I wrote, like, a list. And I wrote it down. Like, I think I might have even typed it out. Yeah, man. And basically, I wanted to check off those things. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that those things, I could go on and on for days, but, like, it started with recording myself. I used to record myself because I didn't have money to go record in a studio, so I'm like, let's learn how to do it ourselves.
Right.
It's like I told you before, the Kid and Play movie, like, House Party 2, they're looking to get in the studio. That was a real thing a long time ago where, like, yo, you couldn't get in the studio. That's why, like, only certain rappers way back in the day in the 90s would be in the studio because they were friends with, you know, Prodigy, all his homies with Mobb Deep, all the, you know what I'm saying, all the Big Noids and stuff. They'd go to the studio with them, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But to get in the studio wasn't that easy. I'm not saying that, you know, we broke the mold. I just mean that we started recording ourselves, you know what I mean? Like, that was because I didn't want anybody, you know what I mean? So that we just learned it by default. Same thing with the videos now. We're learning that by default the last 5 years. Talked to Nick about that. He's here, the photographer.
Shout out to Nick, Download Director Productions, providing media support today.
And I'll talk to him about videos. I'll talk to you about radio. You know what I'm saying? I try to learn. I try to gain from every situation. You know what I'm saying? So
I think that's the biggest thing is learning. I think all three of you have that approach where you don't know everything. Like, yeah, you're crazy if you think you do.
That's the first thing. That's the last thing I should say that. I'm not trying to get off philosophical. That Socrates says, I know nothing. You know what I mean? And it's like one of the smartest dudes.
Yeah.
Because you're always learning. You know, once you stop is when you literally go backwards because everyone else is gaining and you're staying still. Right. So, man, I still have much to learn.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Me too.
That's what's up. So, we got about 9 more minutes here. Speaking of lists, everyone's been talking about lists. You guys, I think we can all agree things are going pretty well up around these parts these days, right? We're all in agreement on that. New England's crazy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's the best I've seen it, you know? And a big part is, like, people like you.
Don't do that.
No, I'm serious. No, I swear to God. People like Bakari, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I wouldn't, you know, like, I'm an, I, you know, when I went to Hoop Hop last year,
shout out to Hoop
there was no one else really from the North Shore. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I thought that was dope as hell that this year, there was more people kind of, like, filtering in. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
Like, I played college basketball, so, like, I used to always play at that park in Roxbury. That was where we'd play the tournaments in the summer. So, like, I've always been, like, you know what I'm saying? I've always been around, like, cats, but I don't know the inner city rappers that I don't see on blogs, that I don't see, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I don't go to every local show. I got kids. I'm not, like, out at every show,
right.
Politicking, you know? So it was so dope to meet people like that, you know what I mean? Meet Aunt Thomas and people that are inner city dudes that I might not meet on my type of lane of music, you know? Mm. Not that we're different at all, you know what I mean? I performed at his show, just that his style and where he's at, like, I'm in a different place.
You
know,
right.
Like, meaning, like, where I live, you know?
Yeah.
I think people like you who do this, who I didn't even know you rapped, and you booked me on the show a couple years ago, but that's selfless, man. That didn't happen when I first came up. There wasn't people who just did stuff because they wanted to have culture, like, come together. They just did stuff because they wanted to be in it, you know? So even Latrell, what he said, like, about people not talking about what they do, you know what I mean? Like, it's just... It was so common. That's what you had to do because, like, you had to yell with a speakerphone and a blowhorn because no one else was listening, you know? Especially nowadays, I don't even like telling people because everybody raps. It's like, mm-hmm. I'd rather just walk around, like I said, with my vinyl when they have a burnt CD. I'd walk around with my plane ticket when they're talking about selling tickets to open for a show. I'd rather walk around, you know what I'm saying? Like,
get them.
With a production list by people that you can't buy. That's my, you know what I'm saying? Those are my goals or videos they can't do. I'm not saying to be better. I just mean I don't want to have the conversation.
Right.
Let it speak for itself, right? Let's share, you know?
Yep, absolutely.
Lotus kicked it off with saying I don't even call myself a rapper anymore. So you guys are on the same page with that. So I would say this real quick. I wanted to ask if there's one thing, it's Christmas season, right? So wish list. If there's one thing you want to see, because we're going to do this yearly. So we're going to check back in next year. And see what this is the new State of the Union for New England hip hop. This is the new one. So, if there's one thing you'd like to see change or arrive or be different this time next year, what would that be? Let's start with you, Lotus.
My name everywhere. Yo, I'm so serious. Like, yo, I'm so serious. I don't even say that in like a self-centered way. I mean, I feel like, yo, I put in a lot of work toward the end of the year. Like, I did a lot of networking toward the beginning of this year. Like, now I feel like I gotta put it all together and just go. Like, I feel like I have to just do more. Like, there's a lot more, like, from the collaborations that I've seen that I could have done, like, you know, from being too late and not going, or like even the ones that I have done from just showing up early and like getting there at 6 a.m. like it had to be there at 7. Like, it spiraled into something dope. So it's like, I feel like I can do it. Like, I can do it. I have the right tools. I've met the right people. Like, I'm still in the vicinity of you guys. So it's like, I mean, I can't go wrong. So it's like, that's all really, I think that's what I want to see different, for real. Like, I want to see, because I have a lot of positive stuff to, like, not even just music. I'm just talking about, like, just in general, like, just me as, like, a figure. Like, I just want to see a lot of me, like, everywhere.
Lotus Free or Die Radio. We'll relaunch next year.
Yeah.
Live fried.
Live fried.
Oh, man.
Or die.
What about you, Latrell?
I don't need myself to be anywhere, because I know I have a plan to put myself where I need to be for the next coming year. But what I would love to see is Boston Calling have an all-hip-hop day. That would be beautiful, especially with local artists on the bill. I would also love to see just more hip-hop based festivals during the summer, because I feel like year in and year out, we don't have one. I feel like, the Urban Music Festival has been taken away from us. Yeah. They hit the kill switch on another event that was supposed to happen at Seaport last year.
Yep.
So, like, I feel like more Boston-based hip-hop festivals, while bringing in bigger acts and having the locals support them, so that would be just amazing to happen in the next 6 months.
I will see what I can do for you.
Yeah, that's sad. The Boston Urban Music Festival is gone. I think, that's terrible. Like, that used to be awesome, you know?
The city's trying. We don't have time to get into it. I know they're trying to figure it out, but there's so much stuff in the way.
I actually was on the last one. I did one at City Hall, and then the next year I did it at the Strand Theater in Dorchester. You know what I'm saying? And I met Menino. You know, rest in peace. I liked Menino, man. You know, he's from Avellino in Italy, where my whole family's from.
The man's a legend.
And I met him, and we performed with, who I think it was Houdini, you know. But, like, it just started to trickle and fade away.
So what's your wish list item?
The wish list, peace and happiness for mankind. You know, like, okay. But if there's one thing I'd like for to be inspired, you know, I want to be inspired, you know, and I find myself being inspired when I'm around really talented and musical people. And I mean that, like in a sense where they play instruments and our band and stuff like that, to be inspired. Like, I hope I'm inspired next year. I put so much time into this album. Talk about lining up ducks. I've done all of this without a solo album. So, like, this is what I put all my time into. And now that it's out, like, I can't just, you know what I mean? We have it split out over two projects. But now that it's out, I don't want to, like, ever just be like, okay, you know what I mean? I want to do something different. I want to, like, put this out and then work towards something else. You know, like, I have goals for that.
That's what's up.
Inspired, man. Be inspired. You know what Heavy D said last, I think one of his last tweets, be inspired. That hit me, man, too. That was crazy, because it's so true, you know?
Yeah, it's the number one way to go through life, for sure. And very excited to see what all three of you guys and everybody we rock with here do in the next calendar year, whatever, et cetera, et cetera. We definitely support and believe in all of you. So if there's anything we can do to help, you know, let us know for sure. On that note, this will be live tomorrow, lfodradio.com or mixcloud.com/lfodradio. Latrell, we're going to try to Photoshop you into our
that'd be kinda cool.
A little group photo here. So.
I got a picture of myself in a Charmander suit on my Instagram. Definitely use that.
All right, Nick is on it. He's on
that'd
that.
That'd be kind of cool.
Shout out to Download Productions for all the support. This will be up. If you're an artist, tuned in, submissions at lfodradio.com. Hit us with some clean records. Everyone in here has. That's how it all gets started. If you have questions, comments, get at us. Just type in LFOD. You can find it. And any closing remarks from you guys before we get out of here?
Be better, be greater next year. Love.
Word. Stay alive, guys.
That is crucial.
And be good. Spread love.
Word. All right, boys. Thank you very much for everything.
Us.
Latrell, thanks for calling in. I'll be in touch with you after. Hey, real quick, just throw some fuel in the fire. Why are you mixing that album in New York, not Boston?
Yo, you gotta expand resources. Yeah, yeah. You gotta be able to bring things back to the city. You go out and you bring them back.
My dude. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. We'll be back next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Live Free or Die Radio.
Peace.
Evidence of the elements in my penmanship articulate what frustrate affairs of the state when they negate what we create. Purified in my authored rhymes, designed to the chorus line, refined like foreign wine. No mistake in Boston to Copenhagen. Modern times ball when the Marvin talk. Inner city problems jogging. Other government show no loving. Hot as the stove or oven, she sobbing. Cause boy, she want them to get off the block, he hugging. Loosen the grip on the girl, he tucking. Not for nothing, this the usual when Hell's Kitchen. It's a cell system, fell victim, well lit in the dark. Mirage shoot, daydreaming, stay scheming, nah shoot. Nothing ever even, odds is always off. We lost balance, my thoughts challenged. Accept the ways of the powers, hours, minutes, and seconds. Reflecting, introspections, professions of unlearning the lessons. Word to God, God. Official boat, they talking, keep talking, that real shoot. Official boat, they talking, keep talking, that real shoot.
Word to God, God.
Official boat, they talking, keep talking. That real shit, it's so both. They talking, keep talking. That real
word to God, God.
Nights enamored by camera lenses, panoramic. See the distance, unobstructed, plan inventive. Handle business, two princes, my incentive. Two cents, and it's far off thoughts, and not knocking up thoughts.